motion?
That's what I hope will happen.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a first and a second to a motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No discussion.
Sure.
Discussion.
Yeah.
Money. Council usually wants to know how much is this going to cost.
All right. Good thing you caught me before we call it. So, in consideration of the funding issue, would you like to amend your motion to include something about funding? Do you have a suggestion?
I know Alderman Barber had mentioned using the money that hadn't been spent last year.
We can't access
that. We can't access
that money. That.
Paul Ratzenberger has opined on that. That money had to be
put into the general fund.
Yep.
Let's just put it.
They request that from the general fund in lieu of what was placed back in general fund.
Or you could just do it next year in the next survey.
That's 2020 then.
Try the ask and then.
Yeah, I'll try the ask based on the fact that money was returned from the last Antec contract to the general fund. We request that this money come out of the general fund.
I don't think it was. It's only.
$3,000.
No, it's only billed. It doesn't. They don't. It's not in the general fund. Because what they do is they bill.
That's what you reimburse.
Yeah.
Right. So it's all what they bill. So you want to. And that the survey funds come from the general fund. And that survey funds. And that a location of the center line be set. And further, survey
because
funding.
I think the citizens want to have the survey done as soon as possible.
And further survey funding come from
the rock,
the general fund,
or other or an appropriate funding mechanism,
or as appropriate.
Yeah.
And then we're going to need, Joel, we're going to need to give you an approximate, I'd like to insert an approximate cost based on the previous surveys.
I think the survey was like $3,000, wasn't it?
Well, I'm going to leave that open for Joel to insert that, okay? And so then we'll add the estimated cost is, and then we'll let you finish that sentence. Everybody good with that? All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
We had a first
aye.
And second. Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries. Number 8, review of the proximity to homes and current blasting levels allowed per the PDD. Residents have compelling requests if the blast levels set forth within the quarry operations guiding documents, known as PDD 23 and 24, can be reviewed to provide or to better protect the health, safety, and welfare of the community. It has been pointed out to the Quarry Monitoring Committee and the Council that the PDDs were approved in 1997, 22 years previously, and at the time, the blasting activity was much further from residential homes. The pertaining sections of the PDD are attached, and the city attorney is asked to opine on the ability to revisit the standards.
Or whether the standards can be revisited.
So, that would require another recommendation on what you would like. Otherwise, the council's not going to know what to do. Actually, these recommendations should go down here as like number 7 recommendations, number 8, like that.
Okay.
And make it cleaner, right? And title it. For each one. What would you like the recommendations to be to number 8? I know what your constituents would like you to do. You can make a motion to send it to the city attorney. That'll hold it up forever.
You're saying the retaining sections of the PDD are attached, and the city attorney is asked to opine on the ability to revisit the standards.
Reopen?
So he's going to let us know whether those can be revisited
well,
or reopened.
He's not going to do it at that meeting.
No, But we're asking them to do that, right?
So the recommendation is, the quarry recommends that you send it to the city attorney, and then it'll be lost for probably a year and a half to 2 years.
The way it's written right here says that.
What? Oh.
The last sentence.
Okay.
We're asking the city attorney to give us an opinion on the ability to revisit the standards.
Okay. So how do you make that go into the recommendation down here and make it happen that night?
You have to add a time frame to the motion, to the recommendation.
So we could say the quarry committee asked for a recommendation this evening or by, because he might be able to do it. He might tell you if he can do it or not. Especially if he knows ahead of time it's coming.
I'd like to just go with maybe give him 2 weeks to respond. Okay. He's got time to look at it.
All right, so you want to take that last sentence and turn it into the recommendation. So it would, down below where this recommendation is, we're Joel and saying we're going to do number 7 and we're going to do number 8. We're going to title it 7 and 8.
Yep.
And then it'll say the recommendation. Like that, for each item.
And we can just put it in 8 there.
And so it would say the quarry committee recommends the city attorney opine on the ability to revisit the standards.
Within 2 weeks. By the next council meeting.
Okay.
He should be able to because he was involved with the original.
By the next council meeting.
Okay.
Maybe it's easiest for everyone.
Okay.
Maybe Joel can brighten his day and call him early tomorrow morning and let him start working on it.
Oh, who made the motion and second the last time?
It was Barbara and Knipple.
Okay.
Okay, and now, since in the front you agreed we could remove 9 and 10, I'd like to just scratch 9 and 10 off and save those for next time. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
All right.
Agreed.
All right.
Do we need a motion for this one, too, then?
Yes. You want to make that motion again?
What's that?
This one, the recommendation of the city attorney.
Oh, so I make the motion to include the recommendation of the city attorney by the next council meeting.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Three no opposed. Motion carries. All right. We got through that action sheet. The next one is, do you want to go over, this is actually yours, this is the one where you copied everybody on the councils, or on the committee, so I had to put it in the packet.
Which one's that?
Your email.
This one?
Yep.
Okay. This is just something that I sent to the individuals that are on the citizens committee, and I was just informing them that this is, we have made progress on getting the StanTech contract through the system and signed by the appropriate people, and the fact that they are, as weather permits, going to be installing it. And just to let people know that there was activity on the contract, we had to push that forward and push it through the system to get there. And that, I guess now it was reported that tomorrow they're going to be doing
10 o'clock.
The 58th Street. There's a pump station over on the south side to set that up. So
you're going to be hanging out in the bushes.
No, it won't be set up, but you're starting to work on that tomorrow.
Correct.
Yeah. So that we can get some information as soon as possible off of it. Yeah. So that's what that purpose was.
Okay. So all good with that?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's see. Status report on the reclamation plan. We're tabling that. Status report updated committee and recommend approval of quarry monitoring. This, why don't we just say, make a note This item will remain on the agenda, and we will make sure it gets on the future council or something. Make sure what in the minutes say. Okay. The next one is just the contract. It's signed. It's in there. It's for your reference. We don't really need to go over that unless you have any questions. We've already done the informational presentation, and now we have updates from the planning manager.
Complaints from the last meeting. Two, an unofficial complaint about a gas leak in someone's home they think might have been caused by quarry blasting. We sent to various aldermen and the engineering department that's looking into it. I can note I told the engineering department I'm not aware of anybody else complaining about gas leaks.
I am. Okay. I actually found one right across from the quarry. I kept going over to their house, and I kept saying, there's a gas leak here, and they'd send the gas company and I couldn't find it. Eventually they found it, but it was the cul-de-sac right next to the quarry. So much. Yeah.
Joe, I have that. I was going to call the gas company. The kids come in and says, oh my God, I smell gas in your house. It's near my stove. And I think it's probably something got loose or something.
So what are we asking?
Well, this one was outside in the street.
So, yeah. I'm not asking anything. I'm just giving the report. The engineering department's taking the lead on that.
Yeah.
I was just letting you know what I told them, that I was not aware of anything.
Also, did you note that I also had the same complaint?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A different location.
Do you know if we've asked for a report on that incident with Wisconsin Electric?
No, because remember, it was just an unofficial complaint, like an email or something to some various aldermen, and
right.
It was forwarded to the engineering department. Nobody was asking for anything. The person, I believe, was just complaining. Mm-hmm. And then the engineering department was looking into it.
You don't know what area they lived in or who it was?
Nope. I know who it was, if you want to know.
Well, I just want to make sure it's not my decision.
Remember, policy is not to say who we are just in case.
Well, I don't want to say.
I'm not asking for names. I'm just
No, he was going to volunteer it.
Yeah.
No. I'm asking, was it your constituent or my Okay, so they are two different complaints.
One of my constituents that sent that through.
So
and
make
he did
note.
Inform me, and I did forward that on, and I did ask for someone to. I asked Glenn whether he could get the report from the Wisconsin Electric Company, and he said he would have signed some of his people to try to get the report.
Okay, I'm just asking that now we know that there were two separate constituents, that it's reflected as two separate incidents.
Three. Marge thought there was one in her house.
Okay. I know for sure because I smelled the one up. Over there, and they actually came out after coming out a couple times. They finally found it in the street.
You want to also ask Glenn to get a report on that one as well? Without that,
well, yeah, if he's going to ask him for gas leaks.
Well, I've already asked Glenn.
Oh,
so maybe you want to ask Glenn?
No,
if
I just tell him to add all their reports in that area to that.
And then the other one was I did receive a complaint. Somebody was complaining that PDD says that Payne and Dolan blasting records are supposed to be provided to the fire department, and they haven't. And as I tried to explain to that individual, I don't know, it's getting really late. I don't need to go there unless you want me to.
That's been brought up to me.
In that vein, I just want to add to this that I did ask Chief Remington if he had any recollection of how that might have been transferred, and he said not on his watch, that he is not aware that anything had happened.
I remember it.
So who was the fire chief then, so we could just ask them if they didn't have any information as to how that happened.
It was so long ago. What happened was the other quarry monitoring committee, the fire chief felt it wasn't really his responsibility, although the state law does talk about the fire department getting that information. So that's probably how it got in there.
So did the council then? Was it a council action to ask for that not be sent there?
I don't know.
I think it may have been back in the quarry monitoring, the first iteration of this.
So
my suggestion is, because we're going to have them look at the PDD, that we add that to that recommendation on number 8 about the fire department.
Or just attempt to determine at what point
we don't need to determine what point. We need to know if we need to follow it. Or
the word that I'm getting from the citizen group is they're saying that the quarry arbitrarily isn't giving it, and then the quarry should be found guilty of something because they're not doing it. But if the city requested that or a change just because of expediency or for efficiency or whatever, then that rests with us.
Well, make
not
a before. Make a motion to add to the recommendation that we just did on number 8, because we will be reviewing the PDD at the council meeting.
Also, with a determination to find out from the former fire chiefs when exactly or what action.
How are you going to do that?
I don't
know.
Well, maybe just research our records somehow.
It's
find
not
out how and why that was changed.
Fritz got his hand up.
It was on the Plan Commission when the Plan Commission had more control over the quarry and the reclamation plans at that time. And I think back in 2000, 2001, 2002, that issue was brought up to the Plan Commission, and the chief at the time said, what do we do with the reports? They have nothing to do with them. And that was one of the reasons the Quarry Monitoring Committee came about, was to do something with the blasting reports. So if the city has those records for the Plan Commission, that may give an indication of the discussion that went on when that was changed.
Okay, let's just say they can find them.
Yeah.
Or we investigate.
Do you want to still keep it that way, or do you want to follow? Because we're a committee here. We can make, you know, we can do whatever we want on this.
Yeah.
And if it can't be found, it's going to end up at a recommendation from us anyway.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Why don't you just make a recommendation? You want to recommend that it's changed, or you want to recommend that it's, you know, you make some staff person dig through, you know, hundreds of files.
And
I think Sandy has a better.
If it's going to be our department, I'm going to recommend it's the lowest priority.
I know. And so why don't we just make a recommendation that we determine if we're going to do that or not?
Okay. What if we send it to the fire department, what do they do with the reports?
I don't even know what the. Do you have
I remember when that was done, though.
Yeah, that was the very
so
first thing.
So, in fact, it's not that the quarry wasn't in compliance. It's the fact that the planning committee honored the chief's request and made a change.
Well,
see,
you're speculating.
That's what I'm asking. I'm not speculating.
I never heard what happened. It just disappeared. You know when Soames was there?
Oh, Soames took it over.
Yep. Yes. My limited research was, at some point in the early 2000s, the fire department stopped doing it.
Yes, because he was going to take care of everything.
Yeah, there was an in-between time, Aquifer Science,
yep.
That consulting firm did it for a couple years, and then Soames took it over.
God, I got a good memory.
Yep. Yep.
And then it fell in the cracks until I was hired.
Exactly.
And shortly after I was hired, Mayor Taylor at the time told me to start doing this stuff.
Yep.
So there was a gap,
yep.
Possibly between the fire department and Aquifer Science, possibly a gap between Aquifer Science and Soames, and then there definitely was a gap between Soames and me.
Yeah, so there is a.
And
again,
as Wilhelm is finding out now, it just says that the reports shall be given. It doesn't say what happens with them.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll read what it says, then you can decide and think about what kind of recommendation you want to add to number 8 when they look at the PDD. Okay? Operators shall each month provide to the city fire department the recorded ground vibration and air blast levels of blasts conducted during the previous month. Now, this is what our guys are doing and their guys are already doing. And they're providing them to you.
Online, and if
well,
I wanted, I have to go
online.
Just
give you a fire badge and we'll be covered.
Should I get a raise?
How about an opine from the fire chief as to what he wants to do with those.
These
reports.
Records may be in the form of blasting logs redacted to delete any sensitive proprietary information. However, that appropriate city officials may inspect operator's original blasting logs upon request, and may obtain copies of the original blasting logs upon written request, and upon undertaking in writing to afford appropriate trade secret protection to such documents. So, there is another one here about the fire chief.
There's another page with the planning. There's another page that talks about the planning commission should be getting all that information.
In the event an explosive charge fails to detonate, operating will detonate the failed charge beyond 4 p.m. Blasting limitations, if necessary, to avoid leaving undetonated explosives in the ground during evening and nighttime hours provided. However, that operator shall first notify the city fire chief or designee.
Earlier this evening, we said if the person wants that information, they should contact the alderman. That was one of the things that we said. We can send that information to all the aldermen.
Well, I have an idea. How about we ask them if he opines that we can open it up, we'll stick in here where it says fire chief, we'll just say city fire department or designee, just like the other paragraph had. And then it's okay wherever it goes. Is that okay?
Is that okay with the point?
No.
No, not okay with PDD.
You're not okay with inserting or designee in that one place where it says fire department?
To open up the PDD and do that? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? We'll send the information, give access, and provide it. So, if you want us to specifically send it to one person, let us know. But otherwise, that information's all been provided. So what else do you want us to do, I guess? What direction are you giving us?
You say that is if that information is available at the fire department, and they have the ability
it's
to look at that.
It's all online
at the fire department.
Well, whoever city gives access to with the login and the ID that we set up in 2008.
Yeah, I've given it to nobody else other than aldermen. I've not shared it with anybody else.
Well, why don't you give the link to the fire chief?
I can.
I'm not sure that that's... Yeah, okay. That's putting a... That's... Yeah.
Doesn't that solve the problem?
It does. It does, but it doesn't solve the problem.
So we're not changing the recommendation. We're just going to have Joel...
Send a link to the chief.
A link to the fire chief.
And then when someone comes in and asks him for the information, because that's the way it's set up, he's got to assign someone to go in there and do that, to Who? Provide the information across the counter
no,
to somebody.
He just sends an email to Joel and says, hey, I got a request. Take care of it, like he always does.
Yes, I would do that, and I would... not make him wait 2 weeks, but if he wanted it immediately, then I would say then he'd have to do it himself. But yes, if he could wait a couple days or a week, I would do it for him, yes.
Yeah. Well, the fire chief says, okay,
So we don't really have to change the language. The fire department has a way of if someone comes.
He can either do it himself or I would do it for him.
And if he wants it directly from the fire chief, you just email it back to the fire chief. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. I'm just concerned about the process where citizens come up and request the information and get it. Because that's what they're saying they can't do.
Okay, of course they can. They can go to you.
Now they can come to me. Which I said was, I think...
Now they can come to you.
Install a second mailbox.
They can come to you. They can come to me. They can come to Joel. And they can even contact the fire department. All right, so.
So someone comes to the fire department, they give them that information.
Did you have any more updates? You're good? Okay. Yes, it was scheduled the next meeting. We had a tentative date already.
Yeah, we did that.
What was that tentative date?
I think it's the fourth Thursday of the month.
1, 2, 3, 4. That makes it the 22nd or the 29th.
Yep.
Well, have Gail send it out for either 22nd. Yep. See which one you get a quorum for.
I know the last week in March is spring break. We're all public school, so I know a lot of us aren't going to be here. We're on vacation with our kids. Spring break is this last week in March.
May 29th, yeah.
Yeah, the 23rd to the 28th or whatever. So if the committee would be gracious enough to consider
half of Frank
having representatives from our company here there, because most folks would be on vacation.
We let Gail set it up, and
we'll start with 20 seconds.
We go by what the committee says first. We gotta work around the quorum issue. So,
but we'll start with the 20 seconds. See if we can get a quorum.
Yeah, which I might not be here on the 22nd, but
I'm good.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Please. So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned.
Anybody awake?
Time is
9:48.